Maybe you're the type who likes to give back. You might donate to a charity or volunteer at a local homeless shelter. These are good things, but you might not be patting yourself on the back after our next conversation, our conversation with Bilal Rajan. Rajan started working for the less fortunate 8 years ago when he sold oranges door to door to raise money for earthquake victims in India. Since then, he's helped build a school in Tanzania for orphans. He's raised $50,000 for hurricane victims in Haiti and $13,000 more for those devastated by the 2004 tsunami. All in all, he's raised nearly $5 million for different causes. His latest mission, he's going barefoot for a week to help raise awareness of those in the developing world, those who cannot afford shoes. And by the way, Bilal Rajan is 12 years old. He's a UNICEF Children's Ambassador, and he joins us now from the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Do you ever sleep?
Occasionally.
Because you sound like you're one busy young fellow.
Life gets pretty busy with all the interviews, speaking, going around and spreading the message of making change to others, but I think that's the most important thing. Even if you do get worn out, I find that I'm so passionate about my cause that I have to go to the full extent.
Now, where did you get this idea of going barefoot? And going barefoot pretty early in the year. It's still pretty cold up there.
There's something called the World Partnership Walk. It's 5 kilometers, and it's to eliminate global poverty, and I participate each and every year. So after the walk, my feet feel quite sore. And after traveling to so many different countries and realizing that children actually have to walk longer distances, carrying heavier things like school books, maybe jugs of water, why not let others know about it? Let them know what's going on in other parts of the world, and I found that the best way to do that was to give them first-hand experience, and that's why I'm not only challenging myself, but others around the world to simply go barefoot this week.
So is it a bit odd, though, when you go out into public spaces, you visit the mall, you go to the park?
It is quite odd, not only for myself, but other people who ask me or whisper behind my backs as if I can't hear, why does that little boy not have shoes? And I think that because they're asking this, or hopefully when they do ask me to my face, I can tell them that simply because millions of other children do also.
I guess you got to take good care of your feet now, since you could develop some pretty big calluses walking around barefoot all the time.
Well, the skin under my feet has gotten pretty rough. I've gotten actually quite used to going around without shoes. When I woke up on Sunday morning, I walked downstairs and I almost put my foot into my shoe before I even started the campaign. But since then, it's been really natural. And actually, what's really funny is before this week, I never really thought about how much shoes play a role in your life. But after it, I definitely will.
Well, all the best to you, Bilal.
Same to you.
Bilal Rajan is a 12-year-old children's ambassador for UNICEF.